The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Moving Forward with Jen Sabin. The 21st century has introduced new norms and resources that are of immense value to businesses and their bottom line. Yet in business, we require relevance and innovation, not just more information. We need the true stories of what works and what does not work. Our program today will tell you what you need to know. The experiences, perspectives, and resources shared by Jen and her guests will make all the difference for you and your business moving forward. Now, here's your host, Jen Sabin.
Hello, hello, and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Moving Forward. Very excited about today's show and our guests. We've got a lot of rich stuff coming down the pike. There's one or two things I want to mention before we get into that. And first of all, if you are interested, if you know someone, if it's, you know, God forbid, you or a family member or a friend, our guest next week is going to mention it, but in, I believe it's on the west coast of Florida on September 6th, there is a weekend. I believe there are some spots still available, and it's for women who have cancer, who are dealing with cancer. And it is a weekend that has been put together and is completely underwritten and donated to pamper you, to take care of you, to just, it's all about celebrating you. And there's a chocolate night and there's makeovers and there's this and that and some spa treatments. And again, it's a completely underwritten by some very, very generous donors. If you have an interest in that or you know someone, I believe there's still some open spaces, please email Jen at jensabin.com and I'll get that information to you. Jennifer Allen, our guest next week, wanted to make sure that I introduce that. And also, September 13th in Miami, Florida at the Biltmore Hotel, Jody Johnson, who had been a guest on our show once, is having a you could register for it. It's free to register, but space is limited. And it's on the wave of economic opportunity that's happening in Miami. It's Miami Growth Advisors. And it really is designed to help small business position themselves to be able to capitalize on the opportunities that are coming down the pike. I will be there as one of the panelists and would love to meet you and say hello. If you want more information on that, you could either email Jen at jensabin.com or you could check out miamigrowthadvisors.com and read the white paper. It's not fluff. It's very substantive and will potentially open up, even if it's, you might notice where your thinking is limited in terms of, well, I'm not involved in import-export. There's going to be a lot of opportunities that have nothing to do with import-export. So please don't think in a box. Think about what's possible for your business in terms of new markets. And with that being said, today we are so fortunate. We have a guest who is above and beyond. You know how there are people that are just amazing at what they do, and then there are people who are really great people. And when you take people who are amazing at what they do and people who are really great people and you combine them together, you have our guest. So today we have with us Michelle Villalobos. But let me tell you a bit about Michelle before I even, you know, before she gets to jump in there with the hello. Michelle, she began really with an inner career, you know, in terms of letting the world know who she was with the turnaround for Emilio Estefan and Ocean Drive Media and in turning around a magazine, Ocean Drive Espanol. All right. So started off turning around something that was essentially potentially on a respirator. I'm stepping out across a border, but you know, everything's unfiltered on here. So she really, you know, was ahead of the curve. And then as a result of that, and some other work she was doing, she launched Mia Vista Consulting. So that was her consulting enterprise to help small businesses really with their own turnarounds. And that expanded and that expanded. And the next thing, you know, where Michelle is literally one of the top gurus and go-to around personal branding. And she has educated, informed, presented to, taught, worked with literally over 100,000 people. I mean, it could be up to like 140, 150. I'd rather be conservative so as not to misrepresent. And in 2011, the Miami Herald named Michelle one of the city's top 20 under 40. And for those who aren't familiar with that, that is a huge accolade in any major city, in any major city. And you're the top of the top when you're playing in that arena. You know, and she also, and some of you may know Michelle this way, but not necessarily have linked the two, is the founder of the Women's Success Summit, which is Miami's largest conference for entrepreneurial women, which is extremely well known. And Michelle is the founder and force behind it. So there's so many other accolades, but we don't have enough time. We wouldn't get to meet you. So what we're going to do is now meet Michelle. Michelle, welcome to Moving Forward.
Wow, thank you so much, Jen. That was really fun to listen to. I enjoyed it. I appreciate it, too.
Certainly. One of the things I noticed with our guests, who are just, you know, mind-bogglingly accomplished, is when they're always like, wow, because you're living it, when you step back and look at it, you're like, oh, that's me. That's my CV?
But wow.
It's yes, and then some. Right? Because that was just the cliff notes of it. Now, so Michelle, I know you through a lot of different arenas, and you are someone who really is ahead of the curve in terms of personal branding. I know that's kind of, you know, a hot arena right now.
Yeah.
Given the evolution of what we've seen through social media, through the different mediums, yet you were standing on the precipice of that before it became a norm by recognizing something. But how does someone, because that's part of your personal brand is personal branding. So how do you kind of come to that place in terms of for yourself and what you do?
Well, that's a great question. What happened was that I struggled myself with my own brand. I mean, quite honestly, I spent many years not clear about who I was, what value I delivered to the world, and how I could monetize that value. So it was my own journey and my own struggle and my own missteps and mistakes that led to sort of the process that I ultimately developed, which, you know, because what happened with me, I'll tell you a quick story, is that when I left Ocean Drive Espanol, that was my brand. I had been at Ocean Drive for 7 years, almost 7 years, and I had worked my way up from the very bottom to the very top of that magazine. And during that process, I had developed a brand for myself by communicating as the publisher of the magazine. I would send out a monthly publisher's letter before email marketing was the norm. Before people were really using that medium to establish themselves as thought leaders, what you were getting was a lot of spam back then, and people weren't really sure how to use email. What I did was I created a publisher's letter to make the case to our advertisers about the Hispanic market. And so every month I came out with a new letter talking about the Hispanic market, how great it was, blah, blah, blah. Within 3 years, that publisher's letter was driving the largest chunk of our leads for advertising. And I realized that there was a power there in the communication and communicating regularly to your audience and getting yourself known as a thought leader or someone who delivers value and information. That said, I didn't really get the lesson as well as I could have, because when I left Ocean Drive, I thought, well, what do I want to be now? Who am I, you know? And I thought, well, I have an MBA, which I just got. I should probably go do something with that. So I was like, well, let me just be a consultant, right? You know, I thought, I have this MBA. I'm really smart. I know what I'm doing. Everybody's going to want to work with me. Everyone's going to want to hire me, right? That was my belief. And in order to get people to work with me and hire me, what I did was I created my brand as something that wasn't really me. I basically said, well, what's a consultant like? How should a consultant be? Well, in my world, a consultant probably had a degree from Harvard and probably was very serious and wore suits all the time. And their colors would be, say, navy blue and black and white. And I basically built my entire business, Medista Consulting, around this idea of what I thought a consultant should be. And it did not go well, Jen. It did not go well at all. In fact, it was completely, it was a struggle. I was constantly, like, trying to get business. I was always, like, pushing and calling and going out into the world and networking and following up and writing proposals. And it was just, it was all the stuff that you're supposed to do. And I hated every second of it. And it so wasn't me. And I had had a photo shoot done, you know, in my suit, right? A very professional photo shoot, typical consultant picture. And in that photo shoot, I had gotten, you know, I had always used Sharpies, colored Sharpies to take notes. It was something that helps me think, helps me be creative. And at the end of the photo shoot, I said to the photographer, wait, let's just do one fun shot just for me. And I pulled out this handful of Sharpies and I fanned all these colorful Sharpies out in front of my face. And he took about 5 or 10 pictures. And that was it. End of shoot. And so one day I was delivering a small presentation to a group of older women who needed help with their, they wanted to know how to use the internet more effectively. And, you know, it was at this one of these conferences for women. It was a free engagement. I was not getting paid. And at the end of the session, the women were like, you know, we really appreciate, one woman in specific, this older lady, was so, she raised her hand. She's like, she's kind of outspoken, right? And she says, I really appreciate, you know, what you've done for us and the information you've given us. Would you mind if I tried to help you too and if I gave you some advice? And I said, okay, sure. Exactly. Deep breath. And she goes, well, I'm looking at you in front of us right now, and I'm looking at that picture of you on the slideshow behind you, and that picture doesn't look like you at all. I mean, the woman that we saw here today was fun and bright and energetic and charismatic, and that woman in the picture, well, that just looks like a boring, you know, consultant photo. I mean, you look beautiful, but it just doesn't look like you at all. And I was like, oh, my God, she's right. So I literally, in front of the audience, I pulled out, I said, can I show you something? And I opened up the folder with all the proofs from the photographer, and I showed them the picture of me with the Sharpies. And the woman said, that's it. That's your picture. And I said to the rest of the women in the audience, do you agree? And they all said yes. So the next day, I switched out all my photos with that photo. And the response was out of control. I mean, people were liking that picture. They were commenting on it. Everybody was like, oh, my God, that's so you. It's so perfect. And I had the aha moment that, all, you know, I had been trying to look and be somebody I really wasn't because I thought that's what the world wanted. And ultimately, what the world wanted, or at least what the people I want to work with wanted, was for me to be me. And that was the beginning of my personal branding journey and transformation. And the reason I tell you that long story is because what I've discovered, not just with myself, but with everybody I've worked with ever, it begins with being authentic and being really clear and honest with yourself about who you really are, what you really love, and how and what kind of a life you want to lead and what kind of work you want to be doing. It's not about saying, this is who I should be, this is who my parents think I should be, this is who my friends think I should be. You know, it's not about any of that. It's really like, who am I really? What do I really want to do? And then how do I create a business around that? How do I create a brand around that?
Okay, this is a fabulous place. We're going to go to break. When we come back, more with this. Great, great place to start this conversation. Thank you, Michelle. When we come back, more with Michelle Villalobos.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
How can we Americans realize our dreams to earn a living? How can you pursue your dream and make money as an owner or an employee? Learn how at The American Business Person, the online weekly radio talk show hosted by Rich Killian. Today's business leaders share how to succeed and what fails. If you own a new or established business or ever hope to, you must tune in. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Central, and noon Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel or listen on demand to our archived shows.
Our workplace is dynamically changing. How do you stay ahead of the curve with respect to learning and training? Tune in every week to The Future of Workforce Learning and Development with host Pamela Robinson. You'll learn about real-world strategies, solutions, and resources that will showcase these changes and keep you ready for what's next. The Future of Workforce Learning and Development is heard live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Moving Forward with Jen Sabin. We'd love to hear from you today. Please call in to our program at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. If you'd prefer, send an email to Jen Sabin at jensabin.com. And remember, that's two N's in Jen. Now, back to Moving Forward.
Hello, hello, and welcome back, everyone. We are so fortunate today to have Michelle Villalobos with us. And for those of you who don't know her, just from the, not just in terms of diminished, where did the just come from the Women's Success Summit in Miami, which is one of Miami's, which is Miami's actually largest conference for entrepreneurial women, or from being named as the top 20 under 40, or from her work as a professional brand consultant. You may have seen her on the media, or maybe through one of the organizations that you're involved in within they, when they've brought her in. But we are so fortunate, as I mentioned today, here at the with Moving Forward and the Moving Forward community, to have Michelle Villalobos with us. And Michelle, you just told the story of kind of how you got to you doing what you did in terms of changing the photo and how people experienced you, like how they experienced you didn't change, but how you were representing that to people at the same time. And at the end, you mentioned something. So, you know, in terms of you engage in the inquiry, you consider and sort out for yourself, you know, who you are, what you love to do, the work you want to be doing, and you build your business and your brand. Which comes first, the business or the brand?
It's funny because, you know, that's such a great question. What comes first, the business or the brand? It really is the brand. I mean, let me put it this way. When I say brand, what I'm really saying is identity, okay? It's just that personal branding is the catchphrase of the moment, and that's what people associate with what I do. But when it comes down to it, when I work with someone on their brand or when I work on my own brand, we go all the way inside. We start from the very beginning, which is who are you really at your core? And from who you are, what becomes much clearer, like, you know, what do you love? What are your passions, your interests, your talents? Like, you know, how are you? What's your personality type? Are you introverted, extroverted? That who are you really informs the question, well, why are you here? What is your purpose on this planet? What do you feel, you know, moves you and drives you? And it can be anything, and there are really very few wrong answers, or if any wrong answers, you know. Your purpose can be everything from, you know, to save the environment, to promoting women in business, to providing for my family and my children. I mean, it can really be anything. But that purpose is the thing that gives your life meaning, and it's what motivates you to act and achieve, right? So once we've gone from the who are you to the why are you here, then we go to, well, what do you want out of your life? So if you want a life that has you traveling all over the world and everywhere but nowhere, that's one type of lifestyle. If you want a life where you're living in the mountains of Colorado in a cabin that's only accessible by dirt road, that's another kind of life. And then you have to, you know, the business that you create and the business model, especially the model that you create, has to fit in with that lifestyle. So if you want to have a life where you are completely virtual, then having a boutique in a strip mall in Miami, Florida is probably not the right model for you. So you see how the model, like who are you, has to really come first. Then you can get into what's the business, what's the model, and you know, maybe even what's the business brand. But it really comes from it comes from the inside out. As long as, you know, personal fulfillment is your number one goal, you know, which I think most of us would like to have a more personally fulfilled life.
You know, this is interesting because I think that there's this piece where you mentioned personal fulfillment, that gets such a narrow interpretation, because as human beings, even in the most altruistic dynamic, it's still ultimately there's a personal agenda. And so what I'm also hearing you say in terms of that personal fulfillment is kind of like identifying your why, what's what you want from it, and what you want might be for some to make a lot of money, to have a great product, mm-hmm. to impact this community, to make a difference for this developing country, whatever it is. There's still an agenda there in terms of personal fulfillment, even if it occurs as though it's completely service based, like some form of servant leadership. And to be able to own that and be responsible for that piece so that it's designed from that voice and from that intention, if I'm hearing this correctly. And then
Completely. You
can sort out the business model, because you can't have that retail store and live in Colorado with the right business model and the right team.
Exactly. Exactly. But you just got to be clear about it so that you know that that's what you're building. I'll give you an example. I worked with a client recently who called me in. She's like, I want to launch this line of handbags from this other country. I'm going to import them. I want to launch them into the United States, and this is what I want to do. And by the time we were maybe 20 minutes into our session, it became so clear that what was driving her could be much better fulfilled using a completely different model. And she came to the conclusion, you know, like, it's just a question of highlighting, it's showing people a mirror and saying, look, these are the patterns, these are your passions, your interests, your talents. What does this tell you about this model that you want to build? And it becomes so clear, like, oh my God, I have to do it this way in order to make it fit. So you're right. You can adjust almost any model, but what you want to make sure you're doing is that the person is getting to do the work that's most fulfilling, because that's when they do their best work. When we're fulfilled, when we're excited, when we're passionate, when we're purpose driven, is when we give our best. And it's much more likely that we're going to generate oodles of dough when we're delivering at the highest level and doing what we do best, as opposed to trying to fit ourselves into a mold and force an outcome that's not natural.
You know, this is really interesting. And, you know, so there's a component about the show, and I know of you and you well enough to know that you're very business savvy. So I'm curious about this, because what's happened with personal branding that I've observed is like it begins and ends in a place that's very short-sighted. You know,
yes,
so there's your personal brand, and then there's also kind of the business of it. Like sometimes mm-hmm. it's more of an avocation than a business, or it's also being able to tap into the community that brand would attract and resonate with, you
yeah.
know, rather than being a well-kept secret. So
mm-hmm.
what are some of the challenges? And I know you've gone through your own evolution with this as well, because it's organic. It's not static. Personal branding is not static,
right.
Because products and services are not static. And yet, what would you say is like the biggest tripping point? Because what you just mentioned, for some people, they don't really know in terms of what their
yeah.
interests, their talents, you know, like that's
mm-hmm.
a whole, I could show you the projections. I've got my manufacturing line. I really like handbags. What do you, you know, I like
right.
handbags. So how does someone begin to sort through this and, you know, without you giving away the key to the kingdom? Right.
You know? Well, you know what? I can't possibly give it away I guess I could, because other people could, you know, can use my model and use this work, and that's fine, because really I believe one of my major tenets of personal branding is that if you do a good job and if you deliver at the highest level and you provide value to people, there's no substitute for you and there's no such thing as competition. So that's truly a belief of mine. So I don't mind giving away the quote-unquote keys to the kingdom, but I will tell you this. It's not what I've discovered, and you know, I'm learning every single day, Jen. This is a never-ending process. I help people all day long with their personal brands, and I am really good at it. I can actually say that with a lot of confidence that I know I help, and I deliver great value, and I am wonderful at the strategy of personal branding and all the stuff that we've been talking about. And you know what else? I can't do it for myself. I really can't. Like, I need help. I need an outside perspective. I keep hearing this phrase, and I don't know who originally said it, but you can't see the label of the jar you're in. You can't see the label of the jar you're in. And that is so true. The key to doing this work effectively is to get, you need an outside perspective. You need someone, I mean, even personally, I'm actually looking at my brand again because of what we talked about earlier, which is that, you know, personal branding is too small a term for me now. I feel like the work I do is bigger and more important than the phrase personal branding, which seems so superficial and you know, it's like a label, a personal label. And I just feel like the work I do is much more internal, or at least it starts out that way. And then the outgrowth of it is this brand. But originally, it has to start with that core work. So number one is, in order to do this work, I think you need an outside perspective. And ideally, you get somebody, you know, who knows not only you or can get to know you well and quickly, but who knows this, you know, the process, a good process for taking you through. And that's what I'm doing right now, is I've got somebody helping me because I can't do it by myself.
This is amazing. And you know, everything you said in there, I just want to cherry pick some of the things. Was first of all, yep, and for our listeners, just having this brief experience with Michelle, like, you could get that your commitment to quality as a standard. And one of the things I often said on the show is that best practices are a bunch of hooey, because once you incorporate a best practice, that's your new standard. It's no longer a best practice. It's now the floor versus, you know, the ceiling. And what's so clear and resonates so loudly is not just your, you know, a commitment to really good work, like excellence, you know, capital E, and the delivery. Like, many people can, you could have a beautiful, exquisite hotel, the best of the best. And there's that another piece to make sure that the customer's experience is excellent too. So you're marrying those two, which can often be disconnected. Somebody could build a great platform or have a great service, but that doesn't mean that the customer's experience of it is that the same. So that is just, you know, a fabulous piece to extrapolate as well. And also this kind of ongoing inquiry, you know, and being able to step outside of it because you're so in it. And that's an interesting thing about personal branding. The other piece that stood out to me was how quickly it's become jargon.
Yeah, that's so right.
And I think that when you mentioned, like, the work you do is somewhat diminished by that, I think it's because that when you maybe first started using that term or associating that category with the work you do, that it was much more expansive. But because of how it's been latched onto, that it's actually made it a smaller pond in terms of the word itself.
Well, and the concept of personal branding has almost taken on this idea of inauthenticity. Like, how do I brand myself so that, right, in order to? So it's like this process to get somewhere. And it just that the idea of it in that way seems inauthentic to me, when at the very core, my process for personal branding and the right process is so much related to authenticity. So I really, that's the disconnect there between the brand of personal branding and what I believe it really is all about.
Okay, excellent. You know, we're going to explore more of this when we come back. We're going to go to break now. But for those of you, you don't have to hang on to the edge of your seat, you know, that we're not going to come back. We're going to be back in a few minutes with Michelle Villalobos, continuing to explore and discuss personal branding and Michelle's story.
From the boardroom to you. Voice America Business Network.
Are you a decision maker in your organization, a mid-level manager, or a team member? Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with host Kimberly Stewart is a program designed to provide you with tidbits and tools you need to achieve results no matter where you are in your organizational structure. Interaction is key, and you'll have opportunities to share your ideas, comments, and questions. Listen to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Are you a business innovator, or are you just sitting on the sidelines? Tune in every week for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Host Bonnie D. Graham talks to a cross-section of the movers and shakers who are leading by example. They will share best practices and innovative ideas to keep you thinking and moving along with the best. Join us for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Moving Forward with Jen Sabin. We'd love to hear from you today. Please call in to our program at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. If you'd prefer, send an email to Jen Sabin at jensabin.com. And remember, that's two N's in Jen. Now, back to Moving Forward.
Hello, hello. Welcome back, everyone. This is Jen Sabin, and we are extremely, extremely fortunate. Have I used that every time we've returned that phrase, extremely fortunate? Well, I believe that. It's so true. It's authentic, and part of what we're discussing is authenticity, is that we're here today with Michelle Villalobos. I apologize for that, Villalobos. And discussing personal branding, and some of you may know Michelle from the Women's Success Summit in Miami or from Miami's Top 20 Under 40 or from the work she's done on personal branding, strategic consulting, or maybe you've seen her through the media. But again, just we're delighted that you could be with us here today, Michelle. And what we were chatting about, previously was in terms of, building out your brand, discerning and identifying and sourcing that piece out. There's something I'm curious about, though, because in this world of personal branding, and yet I'm building a business, and so I've got my personal brand, and yet the business I'm building, whether it's a law firm or whether it's retail or manufacturing, whatever industry sector, how do I marry my personal brand and what the experience and consistent experience and image of the business is? Like, to what degree does it inform the business brand if they're separate? I don't know. I'm just putting this out there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a question I get almost every time I'm talking about personal branding, because the fact is that they're both intertwined and they're separate. It's really, here's the way to think about it, though. Step, number one most important thing to keep in mind is that your personal brand, i.e. your name, is the one brand that's stuck with you forever. So pretty much, unless you want to go change your name, blah, 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 that's the name that's going to be with you 5 years from now, 15 years from now, 50 years from now. So everything that you can invest in developing brand equity in your name is a good investment, because that name is going to follow you around. Now, let's say you are building a chain of restaurants. You want to obviously brand the restaurants, right? But if you brand yourself, the day you sell that chain of restaurants, you've still got all that brand equity in your name that you can now leverage towards your next project. So think about someone who's a serial entrepreneur, has risen to the top of a field, sold off a business, and then starts from scratch again. They're not starting from scratch. They're starting on top of brand equity that they built along with their past business. So you really need to be doing both simultaneously. And then the second thing is to keep in mind that people do business with people, and particularly they do business with people they like. So however you can use your personal brand to leverage for your business. So even if it is a restaurant, then develop your personal database of people who know, like, and trust you, and you can possibly open a new restaurant and fill it up the first couple of weeks with just your friends and people who like you. And then from there, it can work its way out. So it's never a bad thing to invest in your personal brand. So do it. You know, so those are the two main reasons. You know, you want to do both. And your business brand, a lot of times you can leverage your personal brand. Like, for example, think about Mrs. Fields Cookies or any other brand that's associated with a human being. You know, Mary Kay. Mary Kay is an amazing example of a company built around a personal brand that has developed a culture of its own that has survived the original, the founder. She passed away years ago, yet her company continues to grow year after year on the strength of that original personally built set of values and cultural, you know, around the company culture, which was built around her values. So a personal brand can be a lot bigger than just one person.
You know, it's so interesting that you mentioned that, because I've used that on the show as an example and with clients as well. And what's so unique about her was she had her business model before she had the product. She knew the construct of the business she wanted to create based on her experience, her story, and as you mentioned, also to adhere a certain particular set of values. And she knew the community she wanted to serve, and she had the business model. And then she looked for the product. She wasn't looking to build a cosmetic company necessarily, or a skincare line, or whatever it was. I've always found that so fascinating, and she certainly was. That's a great example of how personal branding can support. But at the same time, what you've mentioned prior, in terms of, you know, working in tandem to make sure that you're still owning that real estate and cultivating it and developing it, not to just enhance what you're doing, but also to be able to leverage that for the business itself. And that is so much of what grooms it from its infancy stage in terms of standards, in terms of, you know, for example, part of your brand, wherever you go, whatever you do, we know that there will be a commitment to quality. You know, bottom line, that's just not just because it's an authentic piece of your personal brand. The other piece that's, Michelle, I love about what you're saying, and for anyone who's building their business or is in a place of expansion, consider this. There is so much to be responsible for and so much to handle. And it's 20, you know, there's always something else that needs attention or doing or growing or rearing or refining, whatever. And with the authenticity component of your approach and philosophy and work in personal branding, it makes it easier. You don't have to invent that piece. You just have to discern it and find the appropriate method to package it and communicate it. But it's nothing to manage. It's like it's, you know, for somebody who tells the truth, they don't have to worry about remembering.
Exactly. So true. Great point.
Wow. So what would somebody do if they've got this part sorted out? Right? Like, you know, they have clarity in terms of who they are and the lifestyle they want and all those pieces. How do you really use a personal brand? Like, you know it, but how do you have it so it's not a well-kept secret?
How do you get it out there?
And, you know, that may or may not be the conversation to have, but I'm just curious because so many people get to the point where, you know, it is just MCI friends and family. And depending upon, and that's not to promote MCI, but, you know, that's not necessarily a business. You know,
agreed with you. I totally agree. What you want is to have your friends and family maybe be the ground zero for your brand launch or for your deployment. You know, have them roll it out for you, you know, with you. So what you want to do at the very first and foremost is you've got to have something. You have to have an online brand. You've got to have your representation online. So in other words, you know, whether that's your LinkedIn page or your Facebook page, or ideally what I advocate is to have a homepage, a homepage that is for you, that's named www.yourname.com. That you're always updating and that's tied to everything you're doing. So there are a few ways of going about that. You could go out and create a website, which is the, you know, not as hard as it used to be, not as expensive as it used to be, but it's still a little bit daunting. Or the easy way to start is you could just set up a profile on one of these new profile services online that are free. So there's a couple I'll give you. Number one is called, my new favorite one, it's called Visify, which is V as in Victor, I, Z as in Zebra, I, S as in Frank, Y.com, Visify.com. So you just set up your profile there, and then what you can do, and it's so easy, basically you type in your Facebook, your LinkedIn, your Twitter, and maybe a couple of other, you know, links, and then it gathers material for you, and it creates a basic site that then you can edit. It's really easy, it's really fun. It took me about 2 hours to work on mine and to bring it to a place where I was really excited about it. And then what you want to do is then you can take your URL, www.yourname.com, and have it forward to that site, visify.com/whoever you are. So that's number one. You'll notice that I made mention of Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. I think at the very least, you need to have your LinkedIn profile fleshed out with all your professional accomplishments. And the most important piece on your LinkedIn profile is where it asks you for your professional headline, which is sort of like your title, your description, like who am I? Are you a, so for example, mine says something along the lines of professional speaker, author, and consultant on the topic of personal branding, yada, yada. What you want to have in there is some, you know, basic keywords that really tell people who you are, what value you provide, and who you do it for. And then that's the most important one, I say, because LinkedIn tends to, from a professional perspective, it tends to be the thing people look at first and foremost. Plus, it rises to the top of your Google results. So when somebody Googles your name, chances are the first thing that's going to pop up is your LinkedIn profile. So I say that there are like four pillars of personal branding, the basics that it's built on. The first one being your site, what I just talked about, your website. The second being your social presence. So that's like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, et cetera. And by the way, you don't have to actually actively use all those social sites. And in fact, I don't use them all. But you want to at least have your profile filled out on all of them. And that's so that you can own that valuable real estate and so nobody else can take it.
You know what, Michelle? We're going to go to the third and the fourth. It's a cliffhanger, listeners, right? We're on the edge of our seat. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to hear the third and fourth pillar that Michelle's sharing with us and a couple other thoughts. So please stay tuned in. After this break, more with Michelle Villalobos.
Business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Did you ever stop to think that financial health can be a lot like physical health? The financial physician, Luz Catigna, has helped people on the radio for nearly 15 years. And now he's part of the Voice America Business Channel. By using medical analogies to discuss financial solutions, Lou actually makes the process easier to understand and will help you chart your own financial fitness. Tune in to The Financial Physician, live every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, and on demand anytime on the Voice America Business Channel.
Is your business model robust enough? In today's ever-changing business environment, people are working to transform themselves, their futures, and their business. Tune in to Business Reinvention with your host, Nancy Lynn. To stay ahead of the game in business, you have to constantly reinvent yourself and your organization. With Nancy's experience and that of her guest experts, you'll learn from stories of inspiration, innovation, and forward thinking. Listen for Business Reinvention, live every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Business Channel.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Moving Forward with Jen Sabin. We'd love to hear from you today. Please call in to our program at 1-866-472-5790.
That's 1-866-472-5790. If you'd prefer, send an email to Jen Sabin at jensabin.com. And remember, that's two N's in Jen. Now, back to Moving Forward.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. We're here today with Michelle Villalobos. And for those of you who are hanging on the edge of your seats, holding your breath, we were in the middle of the four pillars that Michelle was speaking about regarding personal branding. And I believe the first one you mentioned was the your website, your name, owning that real estate. And then the second one was your social presence. You gave us some great things. Visify, which you mentioned took you 2 hours, which means in my world it would take me like a week to set up. You know, kind of the standards, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, et cetera. And then what are the others?
Well, okay, so those are the two most important basic ones. Is that really, because you want to know, it's got to be, it's time to be clear, right? People are meeting you, and the first thing they're doing if they're interested in working with you or learning more about you is they're Googling you online. So you have to make sure all the stuff that they find online is aligned with the story you're telling about yourself and the brand you are being. So really bringing all that into alignment, the blog, I'm sorry, the website and the social. And then the next piece is really, you know, for those of us who are ready to take that next step and to really put yourself out there, you want to start thinking about yourself as a thought leader or an expert in your field. Like, what would it take for you to become somebody that other people came to for advice in your field? And especially, what would it take for you to become the expert in the eyes of your ideal client? So for example, me, my blog centers around personal branding and all aspects of it. Everything from branding online to branding through networking, through, choosing your values, figuring out how to do your headshot. Like, everything about personal branding is on my blog. So having a blog is a great place to not only position yourself as a thought leader and an expert, but it also starts to drive traffic to your website. So if you're really serious about building a personal brand that you can monetize, that's a really key element, is to have that blog driving value back to your site. But even if you're not in that world, if you're just branding yourself just so that people can find something about you online, you might not need to get into that whole blogging space. It really depends on what your objectives are. And then finally, the last piece of it, for me especially, and for people like me, what we sell is ourselves. You know, we're selling our expertise, our knowledge, our experience. I think that a big, big chunk of expertise and credibility comes from speaking. So that's the fourth pillar. It's speaking in public. Starting most likely speaking for free, and then eventually maybe even becoming a speaker in your industry. So you can start off, if you're in the restaurant business, speaking in restaurant conventions and in food and beverage conventions, you know, becoming known among your peers. That can eventually become a second or third career for you. So it really is the four big pillars of personal branding is your online presence, your website, and then your social presence, then your blog, and then speaking in public. Those are the key sort of tactical deployment elements of personal branding. And you know what? I should probably add to that, as inside of the social piece, it doesn't have to just be online social. It can be in-person social. So like, where are you networking? Where are you hanging out? Where are you showing your face professionally? That's another big piece.
Yeah. Or, you know, I would just enhance that with there are so many people that it's a matter of also where they choose to contribute their time in terms of civic.
Yes.
You know, not just a quote-unquote business networking professional thing. That's also part of your
Clearly.
Personal brand as someone who is, you know, whether it's green or social conscious or the ballet or the arts or culture, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, as part of that authentic piece, the stuff you love to do.
Exactly. You know, very good point.
And so we've got the four pillars with some, you know, strong components within those. There was something I was trying to remember, and when we were on break, I said, Michelle, there was something I was trying to remember, and then I just remembered what it was, and I wanted to mention this. Michelle, you shared with us that this is, it's so key, and it makes sense. Like, it just makes sense, beyond common sense. It just makes sense, capital S, to have somebody else support you in this process. And in the beginning, when you said that when you were with Ocean Drive Espanol, that you were using email as a medium to reach out. And this was before it was being used with that purpose. It was not being used as a medium in terms of sending out newsletters and blogs. Now you've got to unsubscribe every, other hour to somebody who's trying to send you something that, they add you to their list or whatever, even with the laws. And, like, you may know this or not have heard it, but that's so ahead of the curve. And part of who you are and what you do is someone who's ahead of the curve, whether that's part of your personal brand or not. But it takes someone outside to be able to say, that's innovative. That's looking around and identifying a medium that nobody else was essentially using. It wasn't a norm. It wasn't the way things were done. And you used it and got great results. And it's so much woven into the fabric of part of your story that it's not often extrapolated to identify something unique about you that's authentic to you. That's just how you go about things because it's the way you go about things, which I believe is so much a key piece of personal branding, being able kind of name those things. So thought leader, right? Innovator, ahead of the curve. So there's a couple things I want to make sure all our listeners know about, and that is your book and the summit. And I don't want to be rushed for either of those. So please tell us, you've got this amazing book. I love the title. What is it and where can we find it?
Okay. Well, the book is called The Stiletto in Your Back, The Good Girl's Guide to Backstabbers, Bullies, Gossips, and Queen Bees at Work. And interestingly enough, it was not intended to be sort of a big deal. I did it as a project, as a beta test to understand this process of self-publishing. I had this piece done. It's a project I did a few years back, researched it, and really heavily, it's a heavily researched book about female rivalry. And the reason I did it was because I felt like this was a topic that women didn't talk about. They didn't like to admit was there, but it was just always, it seemed to be right under the surface of a lot of conversations among women. And so I tried to bring it out into the light, and I wanted to have this conversation out in the open. And, a few years ago, and then ultimately I decided I want my brand to be about something else. I want to focus on personal branding, on marketing and all that. I'm not really going to do much with this stiletto concept. And then I published it just kind of to test it out and to see, and the response has been overwhelming. I can't believe how many people are loving the book, reacting to it, buying it. And so I encourage you to read it, especially if you're a woman or even if you're a man and you're surrounded by a lot of women. It'll give you a ton of insight into female rivalry, which a lot of people, shield their eyes from or close their eyes to. They don't want to talk about it. And it's there, and it's not that big a deal, and it's not as ugly or awful as everybody thinks it's going to be. Really, women, at the end of the day, were wonderful, nurturing, caring, compassionate creatures who, went through evolution just like everybody and everything else on the planet. And there are reasons that we have female rivalry, and there are ways that it gets manifested, and especially ways that it shows up at work. And the more you know about it, the more likely you're going to be able to handle it and manage it and deal with it. So that's
outstanding. No, it's outstanding. And this is a testament to why a personal brand evolves. And certainly the woman in the Brooks Brothers dark suit, or, I'm going back to even the 80s with the paisley thing at the collar, at the neck, would not write this. Like, this is not a work, just the use of the word stiletto versus pump. Right? definitely a brand. So thank you for that. And I also want to make sure, because we're wrapping up in a moment, that you tell people where the summit is and how they can find out about it.
Okay. So the best thing to do with the Women's Success Summit is visit the website. It's www.womenssuccesssummit.com. Women's with an S, successsummit.com. It's a lot of S's in there, so be careful when you're typing. And all of the details are there. It's November 13th and 14th, 2013. And it's in downtown Miami at the Chapman Auditorium, which is on the Miami-Dade College campus in downtown. On the website is the address, directions, everything, and you can register. And we're really excited because the theme is Show Me the Money. We do a different theme each time. And this one is really about money. So it's about every aspect of it, from your mindset around money to your strategy for making money, all the way to your tactical, execution-oriented ways of making money. So we're going to talk about everything, you know, all the way to like email marketing and social media. And we're going to talk about sales skills, consultative sales skills, closing skills, asking for the sale, asking for the money, maximizing each sale so that you get more out of each sale. It's just like mind-blowing. I'm excited. As I always say, I create the summit that I want to attend. And this is the summit I want to attend this time.
Fantastic. And so for listeners, if you want more information, email us, Jen at JenSabin.com, or go also to Michelle Villalobos' website. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, V as in Victor, I-L-L-L-A-L-O-B-O-S, V-I-L-L-A-L-O-B-O-S, to connect with Michelle or find out more about her. We're going to wrap up now. Michelle, thank you so much. And for all our listeners, make this week a Moving Forward week. Take care now.
Thank you again for tuning in to Moving Forward. Please join Jen Sabin again next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Make your week a Moving Forward week.